You might already be walking regularly, even daily, but are you actually moving enough? Really, if you exercise for a half hour per day, that's still only just over 4% of your day spent moving, and that's not great if the rest of your time is spent sedentary. I'm Wendy Corr, and in today's wellness tip, I'm going to tell you how and why you should move more. Americans know that walking is good for their overall health, but many are not walking enough to meet recommended guidelines for health benefits. And what are those benefits? Well, here are just a few. First, you can lower your body fat. A recent study showed that adults who walk or bike to work versus driving have a lower body fat percentage and body mass index. This also lowers your risk for heart disease. In fact, regular walks will keep you much healthier than just sitting on the couch. As people age, those who have a higher rate of moderate physical activity, like brisk-paced walking, have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and lower blood pressure as well. And if you think that runners get a better workout than walkers, think again. Findings reported in an American Heart Association journal showed that a fast-paced walk can do just as much good for your health as running, although you won't burn as many calories in the same amount of time. Just increasing your movement every day can make a difference in your health. Think about it. As a society, we have it much easier than we did 50 or 100 years ago. Fast food, grocery delivery, cars, and even strollers all make life a lot less physically taxing and a lot less healthy. So when you walk to buy groceries, to make dinner, carry kids instead of putting them in the stroller for the whole walk, and generally add more physical challenge to your day, you'll be stronger, healthier, and happier for it. And it's not just our physical health that gets a boost when we walk more. Getting outside in nature boosts our mood. In fact, some studies have shown that a walk in nature might be enough to help cure or ease some of the effects of major depression. So strap on those sneakers and hit the sidewalk. Your body and mind will thank you. Thanks for tuning into Wellness with Wendy. For more health and wellness news and advice, follow my blog on mybighornbasin.com.